In this bulletin, Victoria's Ombudsman finds the state breached human rights laws in its lockdown of Melbourne public housing towers. The Prime Minister reiterates the importance of Australia's relationship with China. And in tennis, the Australian Open set to start in February after an ATP announcement. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Victorian government admits its immediate response to locking down Melbourne's public housing towers wasn't perfect after an ombudsman report into the July shutdown. The investigation found the timing of the lockdown wasn't based on direct health advice and many residents were unaware until police arrived on site that day. The ombudsman, Deborah Glass, found the rushed lockdown wasn't compatible with residents' human rights and recommended the government apologise to tower residents.
This apology would mark an important step in restoring community trust and affirm our commitment to the protection of human rights that are for all of us, whatever our state of health or wealth, background or behaviour, wherever we live.
But the Victorian government is so far refusing to say sorry, insisting lockdown saved lives. New South Wales health officials believe a patron at an Avalon venue was the source of several COVID-19 infections around Sydney. Five locally acquired cases are under investigation, including a worker from an aged care facility and a man and woman from the Northern Beaches. Public health alerts have been issued for attendees at two Avalon cafes and the Palm Beach change rooms to get tested and isolate for 14 days. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says it's important not to speculate any further about genomic results, which will be available tonight.
So we are looking at potential exposure at the Avalon RSL on the 11th, and that's why it's critical that everyone comes forward for testing that was there.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the latest budget update should provide comfort to Australians that the economy is recovering well post-coronavirus. The government's mid-year financial budget update shows its estimated net debt is forecast to be $691 million, down from $703 million. Mr. Frydenberg says there is hope and optimism for the future and the country has come a long way.
This improved outlook is off the back of unprecedented levels of economic support. The Morrison government has committed $251 billion in direct economic support. Already over $138 billion has flowed to households and businesses.
Meanwhile, the federal opposition has slammed the government for unacceptably high unemployment in Australia expected into the future. Australia's unemployment rate fell 6.8% in November and it's expected to peak at 7.5% in the March quarter 2021. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the unemployment rate won't recover to levels observed before the coronavirus pandemic for about 4 years. The opposition's Treasury spokesperson Jim Chalmers says millions of Australians are still unemployed and are searching for work.
Now, in the Treasurer's flurry of slogans and self-congratulation, he seems to have forgotten those Australians who still don't have enough work.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says its relationship with China is mutually beneficial and escalating tensions are harmful for both countries. Mr. Morrison says he last spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Japan 18 months ago, but he's committed to resolving issues. China is imposing trade bans and tariffs on Australian exports, and Chinese ministers are refusing to take calls from their Australian counterparts. He says Australia will continue to act in its own interests as it pursues action against China's tariffs on barley through the World Trade Organization.
And we've made the decision to take the barley issue forward and considering other matters at the moment. But it's important that we understand that this relationship is not a one-way relationship.
The supermarket giant Woolworths has temporarily paused its controversial plan to open a large alcohol store in Darwin because of community concerns. The proposed bottle shop would be the largest in the Northern Territory, and the idea has been criticised due to potential harm it could cause First Nations people. In late On late Wednesday, Woolworths, which owns the Dan Murphy's parent company, said there would be an independent review of the plan. The Northern Territory government is scheduled to release its decision into whether the proposed liquor store can proceed. In tennis, the men's professional governing body has announced the Australian Open will start on February the 8th in Melbourne next year. The ATP revealed the plans for the Grand Slam to begin 3 weeks later than planned, but the Victorian government is yet to confirm the date. Several other events have been shifted to Melbourne to give players the opportunity to prepare for the Australian Open. Let's have a look at Friday's weather now. In Perth, sunny and 32, 23 in Adelaide, cloud clearing, morning drizzle and then a couple of showers in Melbourne, 19. Much the same for Hobart, also 19 in Canberra, possible storm and shower, 28. Much the same for Wollongong, 28 degrees, similar conditions in Sydney, 31. The same weather for Newcastle, 32 degrees, a shower or two in Brisbane and 30, partly cloudy in Cairns, 33, and a couple of showers about with a storm for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you would like more analysis of what's making news today, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.